here's a story from The World.
Who does art belong to? That's a centuries-old debate, and also a recent topic on the Intelligence podcast. It comes to us from Economist Radio in London. Jason Palmer is the host. Interesting topic, Jason. Who did you speak to?
It's a fascinating topic. I spoke to Fiametta Rocco, who is the Economist's culture correspondent, and she told me a story about an activist and some of his friends who visited the Musée du Quai Branly in Paris in June. And he simply took a statue, originally from South Sudan, and said he was there to restitute stolen goods from Africa. They were arrested and are now awaiting trial. This isn't, as you say, a new debate. And Fiametta said that the pressure really started in the 1970s when museums started to be petitioned to return objects from where they were stolen or seized.
Now, overall, most museums have been hesitant. There's been legal challenges brought against this effort. But the pressure is getting louder, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's coming from different directions. I mean, museums are institutions that move slowly. They're conservative. They're careful. They're in the business of conservation. And in the past, it was the countries where artifacts were stolen from that have led the charge. African countries, places like Greece. Famously, there's this debate about the Elgin marbles in the British Museum here in London. But as Fiametta said, the calls for change are really starting to come from elsewhere. And here's a bit of that conversation.
What we're seeing now is a new generation of curators who are advocates, activists, and the calls for restitution are coming from the inside, from this small group of curators who are coming towards the top of their institutions.
What is it that's driving that change then? Why are curators having this evident change of heart?
So the real game changer was a report that President Emmanuel Macron of France commissioned at the end of 2017. For the first time, you had academics and curators calling for real change. They described it as a change in relational ethics, by which they meant there should be a much, much more egalitarian discussion between the countries that objects came from and the countries where these objects have ended up.
And so where do these activist curators fit into the story?
So this is a generation of curators who really started working in the early 2000s when the trend of world museums was at its height. These were the places where you could compare cultures from all over the world, where you could see objects that had universal connections. But within the argument in favor of world museums was a selfish attitude. What one museum director described to me as, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. This new generation of curators who are now in their late 40s and early 50s and are coming to the top of their institutions have also been driven by what they've seen over the last 5 years. The Rhodes Must Fall movement in South Africa and in Oxford, and of course, Black Lives Matter.
That's Fiametta Rocco, culture correspondent for The Economist. She was speaking to Jason Palmer of the Intelligence podcast. Jason, did Fiametta mention who or where some of these leading activist museum curators are?
Well, the most prominent is probably Dan Hicks at the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford, which has 500,000 objects, and he's been looking in great detail into where they actually came from. Just one example, there's a big collection from Benin in West Africa, and he dug into this brutal history of how a British garrison just razed the palace of Benin's ruler and gathered up all the treasures, basically. I mean, there's so many of these stories, not just the history of the objects, but also the histories of their travels. And the whole debate is an extremely nuanced one, so much disputed ownership, revisionist histories, and it's not often clear what's best for the objects, for the museums, for the countries of origin. I guess to get a better sense of it, I would point you to the podcast.
It's really interesting, Jason. So much more to hear on the Intelligence podcast. Jason Palmer is the show's host. The Intelligence is a podcast of Economist Radio in London. Jason, thanks, and we look forward to having you back again.
It'll be a pleasure.